Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right Brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right Brand is the number one thick-cut, hand-trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right Brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Yeah. Thank you. What time's everybody flying out today?
2:50 for me.
Lunch?
Yeah, I think it's 2:15, 2:50, whatever.
I'd imagine it's the same.
I would think it's the same flight line.
I would think.
I don't know. They may have put me on Delta.
I'm on Delta. But I don't fly out till later, like 3 or 4 hours later.
Mm.
Oh.
But really? I would think if they're 2:15 and 2:50, they also that's probably the same.
Well, you know what, though? Delta does first class. Maybe they wanted to treat you guys first class.
That's right.
Let me take a look here.
Because we're not first class lunch.
That's not true. Last time I put you in first class, you left your computer.
That's true.
The company may not treat you to first class.
I think
but you know who does? Me.
You.
That's right.
I think that was the first time I've ever done first class, dude. It was awesome.
Let's see here. I'm looking at the flights. Not that even that matters, but what airline are you on, Lunchbox? You don't know?
No, I'm on Southwest.
Okay, so it's 2:50, so I should just stop looking.
Why'd you stop them, Lunch?
I thought it was fun.
Mike, you going?
Yeah, 2:50.
Yeah, Morgan, are you going?
Yeah, but I'm not flying out till tomorrow morning.
That must be nice.
Well, I was like, you don't need me Thursday. I'll just hang out.
We have to be there early for something early.
Yeah, but
right, but
yeah, but I'm getting in early at like 11 tomorrow morning.
That's not early. That's like medium, right?
Yeah, that's like
I don't think anything
day.
Happens until like Friday afternoon, though.
But Lunchbox is going. He's got nothing to do.
Yeah, but he sees family and stuff.
But
no,
they don't.
I got stuff
the
to
company
do.
Doesn't care about that.
But that's what he tells them. Like he probably tells them, I got to meet with clients. But then he really goes to his family's house.
I have something to do tomorrow at noon.
Right, but you could get in when Morgan gets in. Man, I would just stayed home another night. Did you really just want to go back and see all the old friends?
See the boys?
No.
Okay.
He's smiling.
Forrest, Garrett.
I got a meeting with Forrest tonight about a potential business deal. I'm trying to get him to advertise on Case 100.7.
It's work.
Yeah, so we're all pretty much heading off. Ray, are you going?
Nah.
Okay, all right.
Did you... Because sometimes they invite like three of us. Sometimes they invite everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you want to go?
There's just really nothing for me to do there, and I ended up just getting drunk and partying with Billy.
Exactly. Did you want to go? What do you think Lunchbox is going to do every night?
Get drunk, party with Forrest, Garrett, Greg.
Yeah. Are you hurt that you didn't get invited?
No, I'm just going to watch it on Hulu.
Attaboy, 8/7 Central. Good plug.
Dude, it's actually cool to watch concerts on Hulu. I watched Stagecoach last week.
On Hulu?
Uh-huh.
On Hulu?
Yeah. Jelly Roll and Lainey Wilson were playing. I watched like a little bit of their set. Like, that's really cool.
That was Amazon.
Okay, my bad.
So what you mean is you like to watch it like a live concert streaming.
I think they've done Lollapalooza on Hulu. Like, they've done a bunch of concerts. There was even one, I think, like in England that they were doing.
But you can just say streaming because it's cool.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a Hulu brand. This one happens to be.
No, I think the ones I saw were on Hulu because it shows up on the.
But Amazon, Mike just said.
I think that's, yeah, Stagecoach was maybe Amazon.
Yeah.
I don't really remember. Dude, it's all a blur. Like when I get on TV, it's like, I don't know. I don't even know what app I'm on.
There's like a new pressure with these festivals being streamed because what used to happen is you do the festival and you're just playing to those people. So there weren't micro movements you had to pay attention to. Just big movements. Yeah. You could even pick your nose real quick if you needed to.
Yeah.
Because playing to people who aren't that close to you. Now the camera's just right up in your face that if you pick your nose, it's going to be a viral moment.
Yeah. Everyone's watching.
On social media. Scuba Steve, are you going?
Yeah, I'm going, yeah.
When are you leaving?
Today.
Right?
I'm flying private, so I leave at 1.
Yeah, nice.
That's when the plane leaves?
Yeah, that's when the plane leaves. So I got there probably around 12:45.
Wait, if you're leaving at 1, you're getting there at 12:45? Is that what he said? Is that a time machine?
Yeah, he's going back in time.
Well, if I'm flying out at 1, I get there at 12:45, I only need 10 minutes to get on the plane, sit in 5, and I'm out.
What is he talking about?
There's no TSA.
Yeah, dude, when you fly private, you just walk up to the plane, you go. Like, have you ever seen Entourage?
Are you guys doing math?
He's saying he's getting to the airport at 12:45.
Yeah, and then I leave at 1.
Okay.
Okay, you said getting there.
You said get there at 1.
Wait, that sounded like Austin.
My flight's at 1.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Half of us heard it as leaving at 1, get there at 12:45, meaning get to Austin at 12:45, which felt like a time machine. The other half got what he was saying.
yeah, sorry. I think maybe, it could be seen that way. But I was looking more, I was like, I'm getting to there, meaning the airport.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's good. Well, let us know where. But that's a good,
for asking.
Yeah, that's a good story. What's your role out there, Scuba Steve?
I do a lot of different things. I mostly work on the national broadcast. So I work with the premier team. So we do some prep the day before and then going to the arena and setting up. And I work with the engineers over there. And then day of, it's manning all the interviews and then like a PA in a sense, whatever they need, I run and get those as well. And then help stuff with you and Eddie and Lunchbox and Amy.
Oh, yeah, Amy's not here. She had to go catch her flight. She had to leave early today. But
when we get there, though.
Yeah. Why did Amy have to leave early this morning?
She had a client meeting with one we've been trying to get for a minute and got it set up. So she's meeting with him.
So a potential client.
Yes, yes.
Not Forrest and Greg?
No, not Forrest and
Garrett.
Greg.
Okay.
Or Ryan.
Or Ryan.
To get the bracelet check.
Gotta get dressed.
I was looking at my schedule. So tomorrow, I have stuff in the daytime, but tomorrow I have a script to read at 6 p.m.
Is that like when you go through whatever you're going to host? Like, what are you going to say when
they
host?
Give you a packet of papers and, like, read it out loud.
Do you read that stuff?
Not before I get there.
Oh.
I will if it's jokes and stuff, because mostly I've been a part of writing them. But this is pretty straightforward. Hey, welcome. Here's our guest. This is our X year of doing it. Let's go.
Yeah.
So I'll do the script read. Then I have to stop by a VIP client welcome party at a place at 7. Then I have to go to a client dinner. Oof.
Well, it's like a sit-down dinner with clients?
I hope not. Those are the worst.
Yeah.
Because I'm expected to entertain.
Yeah, but do you have to stay for dinner for those? Or can you just like sit for a little bit and then...
If it's a sit, you got to stay. Because you look like you're big timing if you leave.
Yeah.
If it's one of those where they just have food around and you do like a talk and eat a little bit and mingle, I don't mind those because I can Irish goodbye like nobody.
Like, I'm going to go to the restroom real quick
and then I
come back.
I crawl out the window. It's like I'm on a bad blind date. But I'm going to do that. And it just says who the clients are. I'm not going to say who they are. One of them, I would never. Maybe it's just like meet them. But I would never do. I would never advertise.
Oh, really?
For them. It's just the second one there.
See. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Never in a million years.
I don't know if any of us do, really.
No, I'm sure it's a potential like, hey, go meet with them and maybe they'll come on.
Okay.
What am I going to do for them? So I do that. And then I have to go to an industry party after that. I'm basically just being paraded around at this point.
The industry party is kind of where like the artists and the labels are all hanging out?
Don't know. That will get the old Irish goodbye.
Yeah, for sure.
I make one lap and go, oh yeah, I got to go talk to my friend. And I just walk out the door.
Yeah.
So that's Friday. Saturday, which is the day of the show, I have breakfast with our CFO.
Wow. That's definitely no Irish goodbye on that.
And a client. Oh, yeah. Can you imagine?
I'll be right back.
Just him waiting.
Oh, he said he'd be back.
So I have breakfast with the CFO. I guess I'm doing the God's Country podcast in the daytime. I'm doing some sort of moment, and then I'm meeting a team to do a check presentation with you and Amy and Lunchbox.
Is that right?
You don't get the check.
Lunchbox, you know about that?
No, I don't know anything about a check presentation. Not on my schedule.
I haven't seen that one on my itinerary.
5:30, meet with St. Jude patient. 5:45, host rehearsal on stage. 6 p.m., the iHeart Country artist group photo, which is always pretty cool because it's all the artists piled in. E! News interview at 6:20. I go through the press room and do interviews at 6:40. I do an iHeart Country social stop at 6:45. Change clothes at 6:50. Show open at 7. They didn't give me Reba time. I got 10 minutes to change into what I'm changing into. I know. So live stream, backstage. And then it's just, here it is. So the show's going on. And in between moments, this is so boring, but who cares? In between my hosting things, I am meeting with BetterHelp client backstage, meeting with Songfinch client, meeting with Wise Pies Pizza client, like in the middle. I do something on stage, go meet a client.
That's crazy,
dude. Do something on stage, go meet a client.
But see, there you have an excuse like, I got to go on stage, be right back.
Yeah, but yeah, that's true. But then they look and I'm not on stage. Meet with Wise Pies Pizza client. That Wise Pies Pizza, those are good.
Yeah.
Like they sent a box up here, like the dessert pizza thing that we had. Those are really good.
It was like apple pie pizza.
Straight Talk Wireless moment, Lady A, da-da-da-da, over at 11. It's a busy 2 days, man.
Are you, like, when you do this, like, it's a country festival, right? So, but it's also...
Yeah, a lot of cocaine. I do a lot of cocaine.
No.
Is that what you're going to ask?
No. Like, how like, dressed up do you get? Like,
I'm hosting it, though, so I got to be kind of somewhat formal-ish.
Yeah,
but not total.
Even, like, you know, you watch, like, ACMs and stuff, and, like, I guess the host is dressed up nice.
Yeah.
But I feel like sometimes, like, you can get away with, like, a cool t-shirt.
No, not hosting it.
Okay.
If I showed up hosting it in a t-shirt, I think the company would want to kill me.
But see, like, say, like, if Darius was hosting. I can't see Darius
in
not
a... CMAs, and he hosts in a suit. In a tux.
Okay, yeah.
Your host...
Like Dierks Bentley. Dude's got to come on a t-shirt.
He hosted with ACMs. He hosted in a suit.
Oh, dang, okay.
But you can change later to, like, a more less formal jacket.
Okay.
And, like, a button-up. But if you're the host, there's just an expectation of
you.
I
just feel like people would like it if it was like, hey, man, I'm me. Like, Luke Combs, he's got to show up in his Columbia, like, fishing shirt in a...
But he's also not going to host it.
Okay.
At least not yet. And he also would wear a suit. Luke, I've presented, like, at the CMAs with Luke Combs, and he's in a suit.
I feel like at the Grammys, he wore, like, a suit. Maybe not a tie, but, like, a suit.
I've seen him in a suit.
Eddie wants us to wear overalls.
Yeah, man.
And he's like, everybody does it. And I'm like, actually, no.
Country.
Not really.
Just be you, man.
He's like, don't shower.
But if you're presenting, you can definitely be a little more your flair. And I will probably peel off layers as I go, because I'll probably start in a jacket just because, you know, you want to present that it's a big deal and a big show and we're on Hulu. And so I'll wear a jacket, and I don't really know what I'm wearing yet. I got a few options.
Oh, really? You don't know yet?
I have stuff that I had to get tailored. My legs.
Oh, dude, me too. Look at these shorts.
Dude, my pants are so tight on my legs.
It's ridiculous.
Kevin Klug puts us through some just nightmare.
You don't understand, though.
We're too old to do the training that we do.
I've never had legs like this. Like, I've never exercised my legs ever. Dude, I lay on the beach. I don't do squats.
I know. And we do legs every day, but we don't do the same leg muscles every day. Where you could go, I don't like legs. By the way, I hate legs. But it's like if we're doing squats one day, we don't do those same. We'll do like the RDL hang, whatever.
Yeah, lunges.
Leg, whatever, different leg muscles.
Yeah.
So, but we don't ever do a day where there's not legs, because he's like, it promotes, you know, testosterone, staying. So we're,
and we need that.
But I'm always sore, and I'm kind of over it, I'll be honest.
Me too, dude.
But my pants are all, I look like I'm wearing skin tight.
That's what
like painted on pants.
My wife was like, hey, those skinny jeans, they're not skinny jeans.
Yeah, they're only skinny now.
They're relaxed fit.
Yeah.
I purposely bought them not skinny.
So I had to get some stuff tailored so I don't look like I'm trying to paint myself.
Yeah.
And it's a fine problem to have.
Dude, I bet Tim McGraw struggles with that all the time.
He probably does super lean workouts though.
Oh. But his stuff's usually pretty tight.
Oh, ripped. Yeah, I think he probably does on purpose, though.
Oh, okay.
So that's our schedule. We'll be back, obviously, on Monday, and we'll be exhausted.
Mm-hmm. That's all right.
And on Monday, the super secret.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I do now because we taped it yesterday.
See, You're not tricking me.
And I didn't sign an NDA, so I can say whatever I want. Me. But that'll be on Monday's show. I think we can say. So
cool.
There's that. An elderly American couple stranded in Spain after the cruise ship left without them. It's like the third story we've read like this. You know what? That's on you. Get back to the boat, man.
Is this a case of where like it happens all the time, but now that there was one big news story, everyone's like, ooh, we should probably submit this one. Because how can this not happen all the time?
Or are we just paying attention to the story because we read one, and so we go, oh, I'm also interested because we talked about it.
That's true. Our algorithm feeds it to us.
I don't know. Yeah, but the guy said, I'm a very experienced traveler. I've been on as many as 30 cruises. Never before have we missed catching a ship, so we're not someone who abuses the system. He and his wife, Claudine, had gone on an independently booked excursion. Due to a rainstorm, they ran late. Yeah, you got to put in like an hour window to have that buffer time.
Which sucks because you probably only have like 4 hours. I've never been on a cruise, but I'm assuming you don't have a lot of time to go explore.
Let's go to our cruise expert, Lunchbox.
How much time? It depends. It depends on where you stop. I've only been on one, and it was like, you have 5 hours, or you have, you know, but it's usually multiple hours.
Did you worry about getting back to the boat?
No, not really. I mean, we hiked. I mean, we went on a 3-4 hour hike, and we were not nervous because we were like, all right, well, we'll get back. Never even thought the ship would really leave you.
I'm sure most people think that.
We were flying back from California last weekend because went out there to do some work, and the traffic in Los Angeles is awful. My whole association with that city is not good because I only am carsick in that city. I don't like going there for fun because it's not fun for me just in general, not my type of place really. But if I do go, it's for work, and anytime from like 2:30 to 7 p.m., the interstate's just packed. And you just sit in traffic, and it's miserable, and I stay carsick, and it's unpredictable. The meetings even there are unpredictable if you have any kind of afternoon meeting or late morning because nobody's ever on time, and it's not even their fault because if you're scheduling any meetings even near each other, you're at the mercy of the highway and the people on the highway. And so we left our hotel, and it said it was going to take 45 minutes to get from the hotel to the airport. So we left an hour and 15 minutes before the hour before it hit us at
That's
the airport.
That's a good buffer.
So our normal timing was it's going to take 45 minutes. So we're going to leave an hour and 45 minutes before the flight. So 45 minutes, get there. We have an hour, which is the traditional domestic flight. Get there an hour ahead of time, plenty of time. We're not even checking bags. We don't check bags. My family, not a bag-checking family. And by that, meaning because of me. And so it takes an hour and 15, hour and 20 minutes instead of 45 because one little thing throws that entire system off. And we're like in the car still 10 minutes out. It's like boarding. We're like, oh, my God. And so we do one of those things where you're running through the airport.
That's so stressful.
And we're just like, please, 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 please. We get there and there's nobody in like A2. And we walk up. We're like, is the flight still here? She's like, are you Bobby and Caitlin? Yes. We've been waiting for you. Like, oh my God. So I think because we checked in, we got to check in time. So they knew we were at least in the building.
Yeah.
So they held the flight for just a few minutes until we could get there.
When you got on the plane, did everybody look at you and be like, there they are, the ones we've been waiting on?
No, because on the way back, we flew back first class.
Ah.
So we were
in the front.
We were set up in the front.
So, and the first class people.
I didn't even make eye contact with anybody. I kept my head down and got in my seat. That's a brutal flight. On the way out there, I get motion sick on airplanes now a little bit.
Really?
A little bit now. I don't know what it is.
Hey, dude, you've had this for as long as I've known
you. But it's
getting
worse. My legs are getting bigger, but my motion sick's getting, my threshold is getting smaller and smaller.
Man, we were flying one time, and it was the whole family, and I think we were off by like an hour and a half, and I said, I'm going to check the bags. Your family, you go through security. Go, 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 go. Like, we're going to be late. So they went through security, and they made it. And by the time I got to TSA, the line was a mile long.
Oh,
and
man.
I was like, there's no way. I'm not going to make it. So I had to do the, like, run to the front of the line and be like,
you had to be
guys,
that guy?
I'm so sorry. My whole family's on the plane right now. I've got to get through. And everyone was cool about it.
Really?
Yeah. So I think I'm going to do that again.
Yeah, I was going to say, would you feel uncomfortable just doing that if you
yes,
to lie?
Yes. Lunchbox probably wouldn't, but dude, that's embarrassing.
You mean he wouldn't feel uncomfortable?
No, I feel like he would do that today.
If, like, maybe he was late, but it wasn't about his family?
Yeah.
My wife does not have pre-check, and so I do. So we split up every time.
That's crazy, dude.
So the scenario that I've put in my head is she does not have pre-check. I do. There's no, I guess I'll go through with you. I've established a long time ago, if you want to get pre-check, let's go to the airport early. I'll go half hour early, sign you up. There's a place 10 minutes down the road. You can go sign up there.
It's super easy.
And she's like, I'm okay. I'm good. I don't really need it. She's like, I don't travel as much as you. Who cares? In my head, I've already made the decision that I'm not going to go through with her. So most of the time I'm the other side quicker. But what if I get there and they're like, sir, we have to go. And she's not to the gate, but I am. Like I'm back and forth because part of me is like, well, she doesn't have pre-check. And she knows like what can happen
she knows the
by
risk.
Not having pre-check. So I should get on the flight and just go.
You're saying
because
leave
why
her-
would I penalize myself for something that she doesn't have that we talked about? However, the penalty may come later when I leave her.
Yeah.
And she's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
You left me?
Yeah, she's gonna be upset. Of course. Didn't this happen to Ray? Or wait, were Bay or somebody had to like miss a flight? Ray, is that right?
It wasn't because of TSA or pre-check. It was because flights were canceled and I had to get back for the show. So she ended up getting stranded in San Diego Airport for a day, I think.
So he left her.
Was there only one? That's true. He did have to get back to work.
Well, yeah.
Or I just want to get home. I just want to get to my own toothpaste. And Ray, was there only one seat? How come you got on the flight?
I got it from our security guy. He had some golden ticket he was able to give me.
There's still that type of thing?
Like mm-hmm. Wonka?
Like, since 9/11, you use golden ticket randomly?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sounds shady.
Hey, was she mad at you, Ray, or was she cool?
No, dude, not at all, man.
For that, I get, though. It's like you have to work.
No, he's being sarcastic.
Dude, she obviously San Diego is a beautiful city. She says because she was stranded in that airport, she never wants to go to San Diego. She was also going, at the time, she was also going through cancer, so.
Oh, my God, there's that part. That part, I think.
Ray.
Yeah. That part's tough.
Hey, you had to be back.
Yeah, but that part, it's understandable. Like, you have to stay back. I get it.
I know, but he did
it. No, it's not like she was, like.
But she was, dude, she had cancer.
Okay, she had cancer, but she wasn't.
No, no, it's not okay, she had cancer. That's really not one where that kind of trumps everything.
No, listen, she was battling cancer for 2 years or whatever, and so it's not like that one day was going to make a difference of her surviving or not surviving. He had a job to get back to. How can she, I don't understand. Women are crazy.
What is
How
stop?
Can you get mad?
I would say the cancer thing, even if it's not like life or death, if she's not feeling good or if there's a chance maybe she doesn't feel good because of the medicine she's on or what she's got.
And guys, leaving your wife in a random city, like that's bad. Like it's bad enough and then put cancer on top of that? Yeah.
And that was something they couldn't control. Where ours, we could. Like she's chosen not to get pre-check. And if sure. I leave... It's kind of, well, Ray and Baker couldn't control that. They couldn't control the storm or whatever it was.
Right.
Once I was going to go do Bear Grylls in Norway, the Running Wild Bear Grylls show. And it's before the first time I did it. Never met Bear. I'd seen the show a few times with like famous people like doing crazy stuff. And they were like, okay, you're going to get on a flight here. Then you're going to go to Atlanta. Then from Atlanta, you're going to go to Canada. And then from Canada, you're flying to Oslo, and from Oslo you're flying to this small town. It's like it's a trek to get out there. So massive storm hits, and it was me, and they were like, you can bring whoever you want. And I wasn't dating anybody, and I was like, who can even go? So I took Rod, who's our boss. I was like, you want to go to Norway? It'd be cool. And he's a massive Bear Grylls fan, and he's like, yeah. So we get to the airport, and it's storming so hard they cancel the flight. Well, they're like, well, we can put you on this flight. And then Rod had a seat too, but Rod had to get to Norway because they paid for my person as well. But no, none of the flights had two seats on them. So we had to go two different versions around the world to meet in Norway. So he went through like Minnesota to Amsterdam. I went from here to like Milwaukee to Toronto.
That's crazy.
And so the whole time we're like, where are you? We were checking in the whole time. And he beat me there by like 9 hours.
Wow.
And I landed with no sleep and didn't even check in the hotel. Met him outside of it, gave him my bags, and they just took me right off to the wilderness. But we both went off at the same time, different places, and it's like Amazing Race.
What did he do while you guys were shooting?
Just hung at the hotel.
Oh.
And then we got back and he met Bear. No, he actually met Bear the night before because he got there like 9 hours before me, so we got to sleep a little bit. He said he met Bear in the hotel, very small hotel in this really small village type town. And then we got back and I was fried. I was tired, but it was also like I'd almost died in my mind like three times and hung out with Bear a little bit because Bear's awesome dude. And then Rod and I just went and like petered around whatever that small town was.
In Oslo.
No. Oh, we weren't even, we had to.
In Norway.
We were supposed to go from Oslo to the small, small town, but it was like 3 hours north of Oslo.
That's so cool.
It was
tiny
town. And we just went around like their little strip and just like hung out in Norway.
People speak English over there?
Yep. The people we talk to.
Do people speak English everywhere?
Basically.
Okay.
Some don't, meaning everywhere I've ever been, there are English speakers. It doesn't mean everybody speaks English, but I've never been anywhere where there weren't English speakers, where nobody spoke English, and it made it difficult for me to communicate. There were places that I've been where I would be with someone and they just did not know English.
Oh, that's tough.
And so I would say English louder so they would.
Because that'll help them understand it.
I would be like, oh, you don't know what I'm saying. You don't know that I want a pizza. Okay, how about this? Pizza! And they still wouldn't know.
Do you naturally do the like eating pizza? Like you do a triangle with your hands and like put it in your mouth?
I think so. What I do that drives my wife crazy now, she hates it. And I don't do it on purpose. Here, if I meet somebody that's from another country, a foreign accent, doesn't matter. I speak back to them in their accent. And she's like, you can't do that. And I'm like, do what? She's like, you can't like mimic their accent. I'm like, I'm doing that? She's like, yes.
They might find that offensive.
I don't do it on purpose, but
right.
But also I feel like I'm kind of meeting them in the middle. They're coming over to English, but they still got a little bit of their accent. And I'm still using my English, but I'm a little bit adopting their accent. So it's never a way of like making fun of, but if we go to like a Chinese restaurant.
Oh, no, stop. You don't do that.
But I don't fully, but I don't mean to, but I speak back to them in the way they speak to me.
No chance they appreciate it.
Or do they even notice it? Because
of
it's
course
so close
they
to-
notice it. 100%. Like if you talk to me and, well, I don't have really an accent, but if you talk to me in like a Spanish accent, I'd be like, what's wrong with you, man?
I do that sometimes, but not purposefully.
Hey, man, let's go. We're late. I'd be like, what? Oh, sorry.
But if you talk to me with that accent and you were, I think my natural bridge maker is to also meet, you're trying to meet me with language that's not comfortable for you. So in my mind, I think I'm just trying to meet you back with that accent. And it's not good.
That's pretty funny though.
It's not good. So let's do a mid-roll here.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doo, boop. Ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Jeff Goldblum's kids are 6 and 8 years old. He's already telling them they'll have to support themselves when they grow up.
I saw this.
He's 71, by the way, with 6 and 8 year olds.
Wow. Yeah. That's crazy. I didn't know he's that old.
Yeah, he doesn't look or seem or act that old.
And those are his only kids? Do you know that? Probably not. I mean, you would think someone that age would probably have older
I don't know,
kids.
But you would also think I'd have kids by now.
Well, that's true.
I don't yet.
That's very true. What do you think about this? Because
I think it's a little misleading. The headline's a little misleading.
Oh.
It's like Warren Buffett going, I'm not leaving anything to my kids. However, all the relationships that they've been able to form, the education they were able to get, that all of the naturally presented parts of life that gives them an advantage also gives them an advantage to making money as well.
Sure. But that's kind of your responsibility as a parent. But if you're loaded like this, what do you leave them when you die? That's kind of the headline, right?
But it's what you give them while you're alive that allows them to be loaded after you die.
Yeah, but I think these guys have a different, because that's my scenario. Like, all right.
You don't have the connections. He literally knows other billionaires.
Yeah,
he literally can put them in Harvard or Yale and create every pathway possible. Not leave them any money, but, and I'm not saying this specifically about them, but not leave them any money specifically, but definitely they have a heads up for tons of whatever their currency is.
Potential.
Yeah.
Sure, I get that. But, I get that. But if you have millions of dollars when you die, how much do you want to give them? Do you want to give it to them? What do you want to do with that money? Because it's not yours anymore, right? But what he's saying is like, hey, what do you say? Row your own boat.
I don't remember. I think the story away.
I think he told his kids like, hey, row your own boat. Like, find your own way. Make your own money.
Well, he's going to help them though while he's alive, obviously. He's building a lake they get to row their own boat on.
Right.
And I think a lot of people go, oh, good for them. You're teaching them the hard way. No, I mean, no. Maybe harder than other people. And I feel like, you know, hopefully when we have kids, my kids are definitely in that aspect going to have a better life than what I had. But it's, you know, I'd kind of like to move us all to Mountain Pine and let them live that for a while.
Yeah.
But I'm not. And so I'd also like to go, well, I'm not leaving them anything. And I will. But even if I don't, I'll be able to pay for a better education than what I had.
I just don't know what is inheritance.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that feels like. Like, I don't know what that.
None of us do.
I know people that have them, and I know that they're kind of like, it's cool because we've got so much money in the bank that I don't have to worry if I lose my job. Like, they've said stuff like that.
That's crazy.
And I'm like, that's really crazy.
Is
that what you want for your kids? Or do you want them to be like, hey, they need to like.
There's probably never a right line. There's not a right answer, I don't think, to that. Because you want your friends, your family, your kids to feel supported. But if they're overly supported, then do they not work as hard? Do they not develop the skills they need to develop? So I don't think there's ever a right answer to that.
Gosh, I saw the story and I'm like, God, that makes me think. I don't know.
What'd you think about that lunchbox?
Man, I was looking up some slot machines we talked about earlier. I'm trying to get on those slot machine apps. Sorry.
What, you weren't listening?
All right.
What the crap?
Tyra Banks had her first alcoholic drink at 50 years old. You hear Ray laughing? I can hear him through the wall, through the microphone.
What on earth? I don't know. What did you say?
It doesn't matter.
Sorry, I was on the slot machine.
I know. It doesn't matter. I don't know if there's anything else I even want to do.
Tyra Banks.
Had her first drink of alcohol at 50.
50?
Mm.
Oh, I thought you said 15. I'm like, what's wrong? Yeah.
Oh, 15 is normal.
That's kind of what
I
did.
No, you can't be a part of it now. You can't be a part of it now.
Go back to your game.
Hey,
Ray, just turn his mic off. He doesn't want to be part of it. He can't jump in now. Yeah. I was doing slot machines.
Oh, my gosh.
Pennsylvania ex-con 27, who's been jailed 3 times over, turns a new leaf to become the state's youngest ever judge.
That's cool.
That is cool.
Turn your life around.
Wow.
I wonder if he was inspired to be a judge because of working with judges.
Reflecting on his troubled teen years, he wrote on
You know what I mean? Like his
the chance of losing my freedom and also all the work I did to stay out of trouble. That's a huge reason I have an open mind and a different perspective. Daily Mail. That's a good story.
Man, that judge seems like a tough job.
I think I'd like to be a judge.
Really?
The problem is, though, I think I'd like to be a judge if I had nobody I was close to.
Like no friends?
Or family.
That's kind of how I feel about judges. I'm like, no way they have a lot of friends.
No, I think that because I'd worry somebody was going to kill my friends and family by a decision I made. Oh. Like I put them at risk.
Do you think criminals look at the judges and be like, yeah, 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 I'm watching you.
Yeah.
Like you give me a bad sentence, I'm coming back. When I get out, I'm coming to look for you.
Remember that one guy that jumped the table?
Yeah, that was awesome. Dude, he jumped so high.
So yeah, I would worry about that. Like the mob. You have a judge or... Yeah,
dude, you'd be a terrible judge. You'd be like, da, 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 da. I will hold you in contempt. It's like, sir, I just sneezed.
I was just looking at slot machines on my phone. You're not paying attention.
Da, da, da.
Police find ATM robbery suspect gambling at a Southern California casino. Mm. So he robbed the ATM, but at least he knew what his purpose was. He went and robbed it and went right to the casino.
That's why he robbed it.
KTLA. Dave and Buster's when I let you gamble on arcade games.
How do you do that?
This story's been, I just didn't get to it yesterday. Okay. But listen to this. Dave & Buster's, it's a gambling feature on their app. You'll be able to bet on arcade games with your friends. So you could each go, we're going to play this skee-ball game, bet $5, and then the winner gets the money because it's connected to your card.
That is awesome. So it's like the currency, like on your charge card?
Oh, no, not on your charge card. It's money. It's on the app.
Yeah, that's what I mean, like your Dave & Buster's card. It has all your, like, credits.
No, it's no credits. It's real money.
Oh.
So it's through your app. You're both going to go to this machine here. And you know how you can double click to Apple Pay or whatever? Uh-huh. I'm about $5 and it goes over.
That is amazing.
It transfers money.
Dude, this is going to start fights. Because you don't ever go to Dave & Buster's and like, I bet you $5 I'll beat you in Mortal Kombat.
Or it's going to keep fights from happening because you got to pay right then instead of your buddy not ever paying up.
That's true.
They're rolling it out. 223 locations. They're running it through an app. You got to be 18 to bet. But isn't it 21 to bet at like casinos?
No. Well, I don't know, but it's like 18 to play the lottery, right?
Yeah, but I think it's 21 at casinos. Yeah,
nah, so. Michigan, it's 18.
Really? What about Vegas? I think it's 21.
Might be.
It's got to be 21.
Michigan's 18 to gamble, Ray?
Yeah, we would go. When we turned 18, we'd go to, because it's on Native American land, so we'd go to these casinos.
Yeah, that's a bit different.
Yeah, and you could play table games.
Oklahoma, I believe you could be 18 on the Native American lands. Mm. But yes, but to also gamble on the boats and stuff, you had to be 21. Like Louisiana, on white man boats.
Those were fun. Lake Charles.
Yeah. They were fun because they were the closest version of
I never understood that, too. The boat was just, like, docked. But since you were on water,
you do
whatever you want.
They're planning to limit how much people can wager, but they haven't said what the limit is yet. They expect the average bet to be around $10. Yeah, right.
No.
Dude, this would get us to Dave & Buster's.
Uh-huh.
Lost it all on skee ball.
What, Dance Dance Revolution?
That's funny. The number one thing we want on vacation is? Go ahead.
Number one thing what?
You want on vacation.
I want?
You want.
Oh, quiet time. I want quiet time. Is that on there?
I think it's mostly like if you're going on vacation, things you look for.
Oh.
Like as part of the vacation. You could actually get that at home if you played it right. So what would, like if you're looking and you're planning it and, you know, you make sure it has blank.
My vacation. I don't know. A lot of alcohol. Like to drink on vacation.
Okay, Tens a spa.
Oh, I don't care about
spa. Well, it could be like a bar, like
nice
in
a
hotel. And, you know, 9 is a personal bathtub. Mm. I never heard of a non-personal bathtub.
Community bathtub.
Right.
Like one that's just completely separate.
No, like where everybody goes and gets in it from the hotel.
Oh, about like that.
But a personal would be like in your bathroom, right?
They mean hot tub?
No, it says bathtub.
Oh, no, I don't know.
Because at number 8 is a personal hot tub.
That'd be nice.
Number 7 is online check-in and check-out. Number 6 is a fitness center. Yeah, I was like, that's a good place to work out, and I never go.
Yeah.
Number 5 is a restaurant in the building. Yeah, I don't look for that, as long as there's stuff to eat nearby. But even then... We don't go anywhere crazy, so I always expect it to be some kind of restaurant nearby.
But the restaurant in the building does mean good room service.
Does it? Is there a direct correlation to that?
I think so, right?
Number 4, attractions nearby. Okay. But I would go to the place because of the attraction. Yeah, thing.
That's why you're there.
Number 3 is a smart TV. I don't even look. What even is a TV anymore?
What do you mean?
I can watch everything on my phone.
But it's bigger and you get to lay there on TV. Like, you want to hold your phone? While you're in your bed?
I don't mind that.
Really? Do you ever like?
And all my passwords already on my phone. You got to get a smart TV in the hotel. You got to remember all your passwords.
You got to log in and stuff.
And then you leave it.
And then somebody else is using
Chuck from Minneapolis is watching it 2 weeks later in the hotel.
You're like recently viewed. I'm like, I didn't watch that.
I don't watch Bluey. What the hell? Number two, a king size bed.
Yeah, that's nice.
And number one is the thing that I want when I go on vacation.
That's not a bar. A golf course.
Fast Wi-Fi.
Oh.
That way I can watch all my things on my phone and also just be connected.
Sure. A lot of hotels to get fast Wi-Fi, you got to pay extra money for that.
It's like two versions, normal Wi-Fi. Yes. Sometimes it's like $4.99 or free, and then you get the faster.
You got to pay.
Which is there even? I sometimes wonder if it's the same. And just idiots like me are paying the $4 extra for the faster. Because it's not like we can tell. It's not like our computer is being pressed down a certain... You know, oh, look, it's even faster now.
No, you connect to a different server when you do that.
Right.
It's just you pay.
Is that legal? Like, can you say that you will get faster internet but not do it?
Probably not a law there.
Wow, that has to be a law.
I don't know.
Because you're right. I've never thought about that. Like, is there really a difference between the free and the $14 a day?
I think there is because they tell me that, but... I can be lied to.
You could run a speed test, I guess, and check it out.
On both? But then you got to buy both.
Yeah.
Good point.
And then what's
one's free, though.
Yeah. Hey, you signed on that DVD we were signing for the listener?
Yes.
Hey, Eddie? Morgan, what happened?
Morgan.
Okay. Eddie and I were both signing this DVD. We were, like, standing there together, and I was writing my signature, okay? And then I handed it off to him. He was standing right next to me. I hand it off to him, and then he just signs on top of my name. Like, he watched me sign it, and then proceeded to sign on top of it.
To be fair...
Welcome to my world.
No. Listen, today, to be fair, it was a Willy Wonka DVD, and it's very busy. There was flowers and candy all over the cover.
But you didn't even look. You just grabbed it and signed. The same thing you did with the Larry Bird basketball. You didn't even look. You just grabbed it and signed.
I couldn't see her signature on there.
All you had to do was look, though, Eddie. You could have just looked and you would have seen it.
Dude, you would have seen Larry Bird written in silver on the basketball.
I literally signed right over her name. So it says Morgan Eddie in one.
All right. Oh, you know what I did, speaking of signatures? I bought a box of these cards. It's on my Instagram. Go to Mr. Bobby Bones. I opened a box of these. They're called like pop star cards. Not even sure. Just saw them on Amazon. So you buy this box and it's four cards. And
four cards in a box?
Uh-huh. Well, a lot of them. Sometimes they're just one in a box. So here it is. Hold on.
That doesn't sound like a deal.
It's not a deal, but they're always autographed or something.
I've opened one of these before.
Here we go.
But I like cards. Been collecting cards. Again, new hobby. But these are not sports cards. These are celebrity cards.
And so these celebrity, there's four in there, and they're autographed.
Okay. And these are new? This is like this year?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, they're
new. Would they be celebrities of today?
So I'm just going to tell you who I got.
Okay.
So
Can we guess?
You won't, though.
Oh, they're not they're that obscure?
No, they're not obscure, but they're from all different times. Mike, did you happen to see the video?
No, I didn't see it.
Okay, so I'll give you guys hints, because there were three celebrities and one extra block.
Okay.
So, first celebrity, we'll do 10 questions, yes or no. You guys go, Eddie. I will do 12 questions. Morgan, you be the third one. That's four each.
All right.
So, yes or no. Eddie, go.
Okay. Man or woman?
Yes or no.
Is it a man?
No.
It's a woman.
Mike?
A musician?
No.
Come in.
Come on in. Morgan?
Yep. Are they an athlete?
No.
Oh, is it an actress?
Yes. That's four.
Oh.
Are they known for movies?
No. Ooh. That's five.
Mm. TV actress.
Okay. Wait, Eddie. Well,
it's got to be.
Well, you can talk Hold it on. Out. Yeah, go ahead.
I got to ask mine. Are they blonde or brunette?
Good question.
That's not a yes or no question.
Oh, dang it. Yeah. Are they blonde?
Yes.
Who?
I would say more blonde. My colors aren't always right, but I would say known to me as a blonde. That's six down.
Okay.
Eddie.
Is it, are they acting currently?
So, again, I don't know every single thing they're doing. And I'm going to say I know they are, but I didn't know they were acting currently. We know them as an actor, not current. But I did see, because I went to the person's Instagram. So they are acting currently, but I don't know that we would all know this person from not acting currently. Their biggest roles were not now.
Okay.
That's seven. Mike?
Were they big in the 90s?
Yes. Eight.
Okay, are they actively, okay, maybe not like acting now, big now, but like, are they actively out and about doing stuff right now? Like in the media?
I don't know the answer to that. That's a hard one for me to say yes or no to. So I'm going to give you another question. I would say they're, I mean, they're not hiding because they're still acting. And I went and looked and they're doing, I mean, I would, yeah, sure. But I don't think that matters, the answer.
Okay, okay. Are they married?
You don't know?
I don't know. Okay. I can look. I can just look.
It's not who I was thinking then.
But so my point is they're not married to anybody famous, I don't think. But I'll look, but I won't count that as a question. So you get another one.
Hey. Wow, Morgan, you get three questions.
Okay, Eddie, give me, like, what's something you guys want to know?
Well, I was going to see if they were part of, like, TGIF.
There's no husband in any pictures that I see, but I don't know her husband.
Okay, so, well, that answers some, though. That takes away some. Okay.
We still have Morgan, question nine.
We never really did say if she was a TV actress, but I guess that's understood.
I mean, we know from, she's the 90s.
From the 90s.
And she wasn't a movie.
And she wasn't a movie actress.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Does she have any involvement with country music?
No.
Okay. What are we at, nine?
Mm-hmm. You get three questions, and then you have to guess.
Okay. So my question is, does she have famous siblings?
No. 10. Mike?
Were they known for a catchphrase?
You got it, dude.
Not one that comes to my mind. Let me see here. I can Google that.
Whoa.
Gosh. It does say there's a line repeated throughout series, but I don't know it. So I'm going to go no, but I could be challenged on that.
Okay.
But I don't, not so much that it was so pop culture-y. So I'll let you ask another one since I don't have the actual answer.
Was it a big cast of the show they were on?
Normal, but no. I mean, is this a normal? So, also, I'm looking at a cast picture of the people on the show, and there are 8 people in it, but it's all the cast members. So I wouldn't say a big cast, but it's a normal cast. I'm not going to give you a question on that one. You get to ask another one. If I don't know the answer, you get to keep going.
Were they on TGIF?
Now, that's a great question. Because,
but,
okay, so, no, hold on.
Which is Full House, Family Matters, Step by Step.
Yeah, but we learned some new ones the other day.
Yeah.
That step we're on it.
Step.
I'm just making sure. Because TGIF was, I think maybe. Hold on.
What the? Say, hey, what I learned, Mike, is don't read into all this extra stuff that he's giving you.
I feel like
you.
They were, and he's...
Hold on.
I don't... Well, is
technically.
He?
Technically.
He does a lot of like, and then no, he acts
I'm
like he looks
I'm
it up
going
and goes,
to give
yep,
you
yep,
the answer.
Yep, yep.
I'm
going to
give you the for sure answer.
And it's
going to
be like Little Michelle.
Hold on.
Little Michelle.
Hold on. I'm going to give you the correct answer. So was... Okay, hold on. I need to Google this again. Was on TGIF.
Man, he's really running with this one.
Okay, let me Google TGIF programming block on Wikipedia. This is the kind of where it's sending me. Lineup history.
Yeah, what's on that?
No, I'm not telling you that, but okay, was it? Yes.
See, I'm telling you guys, he took all that time to make it look like he looked up some TGIF.
Morgan, you get the final question.
All right, Mike, Eddie, is there anything we really want to know that will help?
Yes. Was she on Full House?
Well, that would be dialing it way down.
Well, yeah. I mean.
Do you think it's that specific?
Yes.
You think I went through that whole dog and pony
I
show?
I do, and that's why I'm telling Morgan to do that.
Okay.
What do you think, Mike? What's your input?
I say go with it because... Yeah, was it Full House?
You think onto that whole thing?
Yes.
They just throw you off a Full House.
I have another guess.
Okay,
that could be it.
Go ahead.
All right, Bobby. Is it a person from Full House?
Yes.
No.
No.
I get you with the double.
Dang.
Okay,
no.
So you guys talk about it. and I will take your answer. You can talk about it out loud.
I mean, we never said if she was alive or dead, right? We just assumed she was alive.
Yeah, because he said they were still
in the 90s, things, too.
But not actively.
Because Suzanne Summers, she was blonde and she was in Step by Step. Who were the girls in Step by Step, though? I don't remember those girls.
You're on the clock for 30 seconds.
I'm thinking Melissa Joan Hart.
Yeah, Clarissa.
Oh,
that was on, I'm pretty sure that Clarissa was on TGIF, and you'd have to look that up.
It was?
Clarissa was not on TGIF. Clarissa explained
that. Yeah. But
that was Nickelodeon. No,
the other show, Sabrina.
Mm, that's true.
That's
I think
a good guess, Mike.
That is where I went to. Because my other thought was Jodie Sweetin, but it was not
Full House. I mean, Suzanne Summers could be it, Eddie.
But she's dead.
She's dead.
But I never said she was alive or dead.
Yeah.
Don't listen to him. Do not listen to him.
She can be actively in things.
She can be
dead.
Actively in things.
Sure.
Yeah. So, okay, what is your answer?
I say we go Mike.
Melissa Joan Hart?
Yeah.
The answer is Melissa Joan Hart.
Wow!
I didn't know if Sabrina was on TGIF. I really was doing all that. Looking it up.
She lives right down the road. We could have just got her to sign something.
I know.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I just opened the card.
Uh-huh. I probably see her like, I don't know, once every 2 weeks.
You do see her?
Yeah, all the time. Yeah, all the time. Basketball games.
You ever talk to her?
I've talked to her maybe one time.
You watch my Instagram. You'll see me pull it.
Okay.
You want to do one more before we go?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do we win the card?
No. The other one, which I'm not, because there were three. So one was Melissa Joan Hart. One was Quavo. You know who Quavo is?
No.
Mm-mm. Rapper. What rap group is he in?
Oh, Quavo. Yeah, he's in Migos.
Right. Quavo. More. I thought it's Quavo.
No, it's Quavo.
It's spelled Quavo.
It's Quavo.
Is it Migas or Migos?
Well, they're not. They're
Migos.
They're dead.
Yeah, Migas is what you eat.
One guy died.
Did he die?
No.
No. Why are we whispering?
Because he's dead. I'm making sure
you
know.
Want to talk about that?
Okay. So wait. So that was one, and then one was a ticket from the year 2000 to get into a Korn concert. This one, it's in a like a.
Wow. Box.
No, that's System of a Down.
Okay.
No, Korn is got the life or Freak on a Leash.
So but, and the ticket sign.
No, that's System of a Down. That's not. I'm not right about that.
He was
but that's
Disturbed.
Not Korn. He's doing Disturbed. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
But that's not Korn. But I missed going no.
And the ticket is signed?
No, it's just a Korn ticket.
Oh, okay.
A concert 2000 actual ticket. But I didn't
have a ticket of
I didn't ask for the
Pearl
ticket.
Jam, dude. 2000.
That's cool. Somebody probably liked that in a pop culture box.
Really? Oh, that's cool.
So you want to let's do the other one. Last one. I didn't know
Sabrina was a TGIF.
I didn't. Well, that's what I look up. All right, go ahead. Eddie, question one.
Is it a man?
Nope. Mike?
Are they alive?
Yes. Morgan?
She's alive.
She's alive. Is she an actor?
Yes.
Oh. Is she a movie actor?
Yes. Mike, that was good to get that, by the way. That was clutch. When you said it, I was like, of course Mike's going to freaking read between all the lines and nail it.
I know how your brain works a little bit. Movie actor, female.
I mean, I like the hair color.
Are they blonde?
Yes and no. I don't know.
Oh,
different.
God.
Different.
Oh.
Honestly, I can't.
Birth color.
I didn't watch her be born.
When that baby came out, was it blonde?
So I'm not going to count as a question. I would say no.
No.
I'm sure at some point she was, but I'm going to go no as my natural, what I know of her is no, but I'm not going to count it against you because it's not distinct enough to be certain.
Are you a fan of any other movies?
Was, yes.
You were a fan. Not anymore.
No, it's not that I'm not anymore, but I was. I'm not anti now, but yeah, I was. Morgan?
Have they been in any big movies in the last 5 years?
No, not that I know of, and I would go no.
Okay.
Has she won an Academy Award?
No.
Were they big in the 90s?
Yes.
Dang, 90s.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, she's blonde.
Were they on TGIF?
No, it's a movie. It's a movie actress.
Hey, you never know.
No.
90s.
Is that your question?
No.
Okay, fine. I want to ask. Were they? What do you want me to ask then, Eddie?
No,
you're better in the 90s. I was barely born.
You can, well.
I'm going to go late 90s into the early 2000s, just so you guys know where my mind is.
Okay. Was their specialty rom-coms?
No.
Dang.
Three questions left.
Is she married to, or was she ever married to, a famous person?
Huh? Yes.
Okay. It's the Hollywood power couple.
Power couple. Oh. 90s actor, late 90s. What else would help us here?
But doesn't know if he's blonde or brunette, really.
I know her as a brunette, but the hair thing's weird because you can always go, well, look at this picture.
Yeah. Hmm. What do we ask here?
90s, he said?
90s. Hasn't won an Oscar.
Yeah. Married to someone famous.
I guess the type of movie might help.
You did say, are they or have they been?
Yes. I said, have they been?
Yes. So they may not be anymore.
You want to ask that, Mike? Are they still married?
It could help. I have one thought. Are they still married to someone famous?
No.
No.
Final question, Morgan.
Oh!
Okay, guys.
You know it's a she. You know it's late 90s.
We all get a final question, right?
Yeah, this is it. You already had yours.
Oh, we did?
You only get 12
yeah,
questions.
Yeah, I'm the last one.
Oh, dang, dang. Hey, Morgan.
Yeah.
Ask if she has famous parents.
That's a good one.
Famous parents?
Why, who are you thinking about that? Because you're obviously thinking about somebody specific.
Nah, just anyone.
No, who are you, it doesn't matter. You're not going to spoil it.
Just anyone, dude.
That would help me, too.
Okay, both help you. Okay, does she have famous parents?
Who would you think? Eddie, why are you thinking that?
John Voight.
Oh, no.
No famous parents?
She doesn't have him.
I just looked up her parents. One of her parents was a coffee shop owner, and the other is a telephone engineer.
Which one was the coffee shop owner?
Doesn't matter.
Mom or dad?
Doesn't matter. I gave you extra bonus. So,
oh, dang.
You're not going to get this one, suckers.
That really just screwed it up.
Hey, you guys made me ask that one.
No. I'm saying that my theory is trash now.
Because you thought it was Angelina Jolie?
I did.
Yeah.
I mean, not a...
Melanie...
I don't know, guys.
Not blonde. Could be... 90s. He liked their movies at one point. Doesn't have anything against them now.
I was like, Cameron Diaz...
And hasn't been anything in the last 5 years. Like, nothing big.
Cameron Diaz is retired.
No, as in, you said any movies.
Yeah,
right?
Any big movies.
And my answer was no.
Yeah. So, like, really big.
So, but, like, you're readdressing something, and you're... I didn't say nothing big.
No, no big movies in the last 5 years.
Movie. No big movies, correct.
I think she was married to someone... Meg Ryan, she was blonde.
30 seconds.
She was married to Dan... What's his name? Quaid? Dennis Quaid?
Dennis Quaid.
They're not together anymore. Her mom was a coffee shop owner. Dad worked for the telephone company.
Make a great cold brew.
Brunette, that can't be her. Guys, think of famous brunette actors. Megan Fox.
None of 90s.
I mean,
just think if you guys looked at my 2000s. Instagram videos, you'd know this.
Huh? Say that again?
If you looked at my Instagram videos, you'd know this.
Oh, yeah.
I watch all your crap.
I saw you open stuff up and then I got distracted with something else. Should have kept watching.
Tiffany
Answer.
Thiessen?
I need it.
No, that's TV.
Okay, I don't know if she was in movies, guys. Again, I was born in 93. What do you want from me?
You were born in 91.
That's true. Gotcha.
But your movie, Mike.
Yeah, you're supposed to know this, Mike.
What do you think, guys?
I got nothing.
Rachel McAdams?
Need an answer?
2000? I don't know. Who's married to somebody famous, guys?
Julia Roberts. She's... Academy Award
winner. Five.
Yeah, but no rom-coms.
Four, three, two.
Guys, I don't know.
One.
Sally Field.
Stuff.
I got it.
Where did that come from?
No.
Every dude had a huge crush on her.
Kathy Ireland?
Movie.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Okay, you're getting closer now.
That's good.
She's no longer married to the person, like I said. She's not doing movies anymore, but she is, and she has been on a TV show.
Sarah Michelle Gellar?
Let me make sure.
90s.
TV show. Whoopi Goldberg. No.
Who else? Alyssa Milano.
Yeah. She's been on a TV show. But she on the TV show, she's herself.
Hmm?
Uh-huh.
She's herself on a TV show.
Not Alyssa Milano? Mm-hmm.
She's like 53 now, so she's a little older than us, Eddie, so we had a huge crush on her. On the TV show, she was herself, so that means it was basically a reality show. Movie actress, 90s.
Who had a reality show?
Who did everybody love in the 90s?
A movie that I loved. I wouldn't say I'm a fan of it now, but I was then.
Zooey Deschanel?
No.
was thinking of 500 Days of Summer.
You said Jennifer Love Hewitt?
Yeah, and that was close.
Neve Campbell?
Solid guess from Scream. Not it, though. But you're getting into the more ballpark.
Gosh, why can't I think of...
Denise Richards?
That's it.
Denise Richards?
Real Housewives.
Wow. You got an autograph of Denise Richards?
Yeah, it's a pin, dude. It's not like...
That's pretty cool, dude.
Yeah. So, all right, that's it. We're done.
That was fun.
Yeah, that box was fun to open.
How much was that box?
I don't know.
And do they tease you with, like, there could be a Tom Hanks in here? Like,
no.
Like, what's the big one?
I don't know. I literally was buying some covers for some of the cards that I have recently. I'm a collector, you know, at least this month.
Of course.
Rolling into May, anyway. And I saw that as, like, a thing you could buy. I'll look real quick. And I don't even, they weren't like tricking me with anything. Like you could get a Clint.
No, it's not a trick, but you know how like somebody, like there's a Babe Ruth autograph in this.
Oh, no, nothing like that.
Like I didn't know if there was like a Prince I just or thought it was Michael Jackson or.
Okay, here we go. It is called, they do different years. It's a 2023 Leaf Pop Century Metal Hobby Box, 3 autograph trading cards and then 1 special card. And let's see what the description is, because it shows some of the cards you could get: Chris Pratt, Jessica Alba, Joe Pesci, Samuel L. Jackson, Elizabeth Olsen. That'd be a cool one, Elizabeth Olsen.
Yeah,
she's a big star. Huh, that's fun. I think I'm ordering another one. Oh, here we go.
Are you selling these again, or are you?
No, I haven't done anything. I just kept it.
No, I know, but you're gonna keep a lot of these.
Probably send it off to get graded.
Then what are you gonna do?
I gotta keep it. I don't know until I get my next addiction. Mm-hmm. Chris Pratt, Macaulay Culkin, Andrew Garfield, Tiffany Haddish, Lil Baby, Elizabeth Olsen.
Lil Baby.
Yeah, all that. All right, that's it. All right, thank you guys. Are there any card shops in town? The Dad's Dugout I go to sometimes.
Yeah.
And they're really good, but it's so, like, people buy all their stuff real quick. I went the other day to get some
kind
card
of
holders, and he was like, man, all our stuff's been bought. They're super nice.
Yeah.
Are there any other ones, Mike, do you know of?
There's a shop I go to. They have some, but it's not like a straight.
It's not about that.
Shop. It's like collectibles.
Oh. There's one in Andersonville called Sheps, I think, or Shops or something like that.
No, that's Quavo.
Good callback.
Thank you. One I went to, that's a vape shop now.
Oh, yeah, that's the one by your house. You're like, I'm going to drive by it.
So if you want smoke, go there, but no cards anymore.
I'm going to get in the box. All right. Thank you, guys. We'll see you on Monday. Bye, everybody.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past, because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. Which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much, because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.